Hi everyone, I'm Henan. Welcome to my virtual poster presentation. I am a third-year PhD student in Chinese at the University of Edinburgh now. So this study is actually a part of my PhD dissertation. So this part mainly examines the gendered construction of the ideal child citizens by exploring the visual representation of everyday practice on mass media from 1912 to 1916 China.In 1910s, most reformers and educators set the creating modern citizens as the central goal of education, with a particular emphasis of the idea of militant citizenry. Visual culture plays a significant role to spread the ideas of civic knowledge, especially for children. I consider that this highly visible channel magnifies the different ways of being citizens between boys and girls.In this light, this study concerns on how the grassroots political mobilization permeates through everyday performance of children and engenders a different visual representation of boys and girls in mass media. I want to investigate this question from three aspects: dress, games, and rituals. I will mainly take illustrations.Selected from one kind of textbook, self-cultivation textbooks, and two children's magazines, children's educational pictorial, and the youth magazine as the main materials. To better interpret images, so this research adopts the methodology of semiology to closely read the concrete meaning of symbols in each picture. Then I will draw on the political citizenship and cultural citizenship in Robert Cobb's Synthesizing Citizenship Theory as a theoretical framework in my research. Through the linkage of cultural citizenship and political participation, I want to explore how to construct visual symbols of different genders of child citizens.I argue that the establishment of different visual codes, school uniforms, role-playing games, and the direct performance in new rituals shaped two civic images, little soldier citizens and future mothers of citizens. Those two images consolidate the masculine-centered citizenship construction and promote the family-centered ideas for female education in the early years of Republican China. You can find more detailed analysis of those three visual codes in the results section of the poster. First, for the dress code, I state that through the constant reproduction of the images of boys who are in military uniform, especially in martial-type situations, boys come to identify as soldier citizens.But at the same time for girls, girls' uniforms embrace everyday clothes. I think it was a sign that the family education was brought within the scope of the new civic education. So girls wear ordinary clothes to school to learn how to be a good mother and then return to their families in the same way.For the visual code of game, I mainly examine the sports war and the science game. They work to cultivate boys' consciousness of sacrifice and teamwork to be good soldier citizens who will fight for the nation in the future. However, for girls, they were usually portrayed as the onlookers and iconic citizens since they were less to be the direct participant in games. For the third part of rituals, I assume that the visual construction of rituals magnifies male privilege and display underlying gender injustice. So educators only coded boys into the sense of some national festival like National Days and the celebrating of the Republic, and the girls totally disappear from the images. Finally, I hope my research of the concept of visible child citizen contributes a new way to rethink about the reformulation of Republican citizens' new political identities and its relationship with gender, other ideas with childhood and modernity. Okay, thank you for your listening. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me through the email or leave your comments. Thank you so much.